For the first time since the September terrorist attacks, members of Congress are openly criticizing the Bush administration's handling of terrorist threats. Three revelations are raising questions. Intelligence officials warned President Bush in August about possible hijackings. An FBI agent suggested that terrorists might be attending flight schools. Also before the September attacks, authorities detained Zakaria Moussaoui, the alleged 20th hijacker. And now lawmakers are asking whether the administration should have been able to put together that information. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the Capitol.
Some members of Congress believe answers to the new questions about September 11th should be sought in secret intelligence reviews held in closed session. Others want transcripts of the CIA briefing in which President Bush was told of terrorist threats in early August. Still others want the FBI to release the now famous Phoenix memo about potential terrorists in flight schools. The common theme is that government might have done more, and perhaps should have done more, to discover the plot. House Democratic leader Dick Gephardt.
This was a tragedy of major proportions in our country. We obviously didn't prevent it. And the way to do better is to understand what happened in the past. Was there a failure of intelligence? Did the right officials not act on the intelligence in the proper way? These are the things we need to find out.
Right now, the House and Senate Intelligence Committees are jointly reviewing the federal response, and they're scheduled to begin hearing soon. But for months, a group of senior senators, including Republicans John McCain and Chuck Grassley, have been pushing for an independent review commission outside of the administration and the Congress. New Jersey Democrat Bob Torricelli is a co-sponsor of the legislation.
This is simply not to assign responsibility, but more importantly, to avoid reoccurrence. The list of items that were known or suspected by federal authorities before September 11th continues to grow.
Members of the intelligence committees argue that such a commission would hamper the review process. Florida Republican Porter Goss chairs the House Intelligence Committee.
We have hired professional quality staff working hard right now behind closed doors, not because we want to keep from the American public any vital information, but because we are sorting out what's real and what's not real, what's classified, what's not classified. Doing a comprehensive job is critically important. And again, that's what the joint committees are doing.
Also opposed to the commission are President Bush and Vice President Cheney, who lawmakers say have lobbied against the idea. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said Vice President Cheney has spoken to him on the subject on, quote, numerous occasions. Daschle says he previously told the vice president the Senate would limit its initial investigation to the intelligence committees. But in light of the many new questions, Daschle says, closed-door committees won't be enough.
There are now issues that fall outside of intelligence that somebody is going to have to examine, that somebody, I think, for the public record is going to have to try to clarify. And so I think that the issue has become one that will clearly involve other committees besides the intelligence committees today, and perhaps something even beyond committees themselves.
Vice President Cheney spoke in Manhattan last night at a meeting of the New York State Conservative Party. He said any suggestion that the attacks could have been prevented was thoroughly irresponsible in a time of war. He also warned that any investigation must not interfere with efforts to prevent further attacks, which he called a very real threat. Senator Daschle says he acknowledges the special conditions of wartime, but still believes the U.S. should investigate thoroughly.
If we could do it in World War II, after war was declared, and as we attempted to find out what happened at Pearl Harbor, we ought to be able to do it now.
The bill to establish an independent commission has been through committee and now awaits action on the Senate floor. Its prospects in the House are even more uncertain. But in the meantime, several other committees of Congress that had not been investigating the matter have announced they will begin reviews of their own. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.